So I was at a dentist, okay? And I, as I was going there, you know, I'm thinking, there's probably going to be a stream story. Something's going to happen. And, you know, went through it. Checkup. Nothing happened. No interesting thing happened, okay? Except on the way out, go up to the reception desk. And on the reception desk, there is one of those, it's like one of those stress balls that you squeeze and it gets big. Right? But this one didn't have like the liquid in it that shot on Hassan in that clip. This one has like little tiny squishy gel beads. Hold on. Stress ball, little wet balls inside. Not exactly this one, but what is essentially this. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is close enough. The beads were tinier and more compact, but one of these was on the desk near me. And you can look over and there's the receptionist sitting down. It was on the desk right here. And you're like, the pens and everything, stuff for you to grab, right? So as I'm talking to her to finish up this thing, I'm looking at it the whole time we're interacting. She's like, oh, this, da-da-da, and I pay this and yada, yada. And then I'm just staring at it. And the whole time I'm like, it's begging to be squeezed. Right as I'm done, she's like, oh, thank you. And schedule, da-da-da, we'll see you, da-da-da. I'm like, thank you so much and have a nice day. So I go, and before turning around to walk out, I give in. I admittedly give in to the urge. What else would it be there for if not to give it a squeeze if it's on this side of the desk? So I go and I bring it up to myself because I want to see it up close, and I give it a good, like a nice, strong. This is such an awful story. I give it a good squeeze, unbeknownst to me, and I'm honestly mad that they would allow something like this to just be, it's almost like it was a trap. I now see, as it's happening, there is a small hole, right? In fact, this is exactly how I squeezed it. Right up top here, there is a small hole that has now been amplified by me squeezing it. And like a champagne bottle bursting, I squeeze it and just all the, and it is a true spaghetti pocket story where she's looking at me, this receptionist is looking, she stands up, balls are everywhere on the floor, I'm standing, some of them are getting smushed because I'm moving and panicking, and I go, oh God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was broken. There's a hole in it. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to try to pick these up. They're everywhere now. And she's just like, no, it's okay. I'm like, no, I feel so bad. And she goes, no, it's okay. You can go. And then it's not like there's some grand like, and then I stood there and I saluted and I walked out. I just, without even looking back, I stand up because I'm down trying to pick. I go, I don't look back at her. My face is to the door now. My back is to her. I go, I'm sorry. And I leave. And the worst part of this was I get to my car and I was thinking, I bet there's going to be a stream story for me being in public. There always is. Something always happens. And this one was one of the most disastrously awkward things. Why was it there? Okay, brother. For 48 hours, I have been sitting here going, why the fuck was it there? It's almost like a true TV prank show where they knew, bro. They fucking knew. A retard trap? That's so mean. So you're never going again? How could I? The fact that I tried cleaning it and she's like, no, you can go. Someone sabotaged it? That's what I'm thinking, dude. Okay, but see, that's the thing then. If somebody sabotaged it, who? Who is that like net evil? Who? Leave before you cause more damage. Why did you touch it? That's, now Ashley, that's a fucking stupid question. That might be the dumbest question of the stream. Why did you touch it? You mean to tell me if there's a communal squishy ball, you're not gonna give it one for the road? That's crazy. Because of germs? Ha! You weak-minded fool! I thought of germs. They had a free hand sanitizer stand on the way out that I forgot to hit because I was in such a panic. You fool. They weren't marbles. They were just like Orbeez almost, but a little bit stronger. Anyway, I feel like when I share these stories with you guys, you just weaponize them. But in all earnesty, I find them funny. And I hope you guys don't judge me. And maybe when you embarrass you know what it is? As a content creator, my most embarrassing shit like this, it's so for everyone. But I know you guys have had moments in your life where you did something so un- unbearably embarrassing, probably even alone in your room, and you went, oh, thank fuck I'm alone. Thank fuck no one saw this. You probably have done something that makes you wince every time you think about it, and nobody knows about it. The most unrealistic thing about your stories is you leaving the house without a caretaker. Okay, I'll have you know, it's not even, like, listen. You're right. No, I think, yeah, no, it is kind of embarrassing that this shit always happens to me. But you know what I'll say? It's because I put myself in these situations, right? Ash is sitting there going, why did you grab it? I don't know, because maybe something will come out of it if I grab it.
Hey, today, you know that kid? Some big, dumb idiot at my work squeezed my germ model on my desk, thinking it was some sort of communal stress ball. We watch it on the cameras and have a good laugh.
It's content brain? Sort of. I wasn't grabbing it to think, oh, this is going to be good for stream. I was just like, ooh, that looks fun. And then I'm going to, if I don't, okay, this is really going to, you guys are really going to judge me for this. If I don't squeeze it, I'm going to be thinking about it on the car ride home and what it felt like. And if I don't, I'll never know. And then it's going to bother me until I forget about it. I'm going to sit there and go, well, what did it feel like? What if it felt, what if it was the best squishy ball I've ever felt? What if it is the absolute most squishiest, or what if it had a texture that I've never even felt in my life? Okay. Okay. And that's why I do it. So what did it feel like? Can't even remember. It, instant panic. Bro, it exploded in my fucking hand. Like, you don't even understand how it was so instantly, oh God, I'm sorry. Oh my God. And then, of course, you want to blame somebody, but you realize, like, that's just going to make you look worse. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Was it worth it? No. No, it wasn't. No, not at all. You sound docile.
Hello, my son. This is kind of awkward, but could you loan me $16? I forgot to pay my AOL subscription this month and could use the cash. Thanks, love you.
Leave my dad alone. My dad does pay for AOL. It's very weird. I really like those squishy balls. Hey, I feel you. Same. Thank you. Thank you. Lesson learned? What's the lesson? Please actually, in one sentence, tell me what lesson there was to be learned here. Please, I'm begging you. Love you too. I'm begging you.
Your turn.
No touching?
Let's go.
Okay. I've been waiting to pull this on you guys.
It seems we both have autism, haven't we?
I've been waiting to pull this on you guys, okay? There was a small sign behind it that said, squeeze me. Now what? Now what, chat? I'm lying, but you don't know anything about me. That's called entrapment. Thank you. Okay, we can
hold
move
up.
On.
What do you mean AOL is still a thing? Is this dial-up?
My dad pays for premium AOL. It's got its own browser. It's actually fucking insane. You guys don't know, but people are confused by this. Okay, so AOL back in the day was like how you could access the internet with dial-up. At least that's how my family did it. Okay, and the way it worked, it was like a browser that was also tied to your phone, and AOL was a one-stop shop. And then I don't have all the details of it, okay? But somewhere along the line, that stopped. All that was bullshit. Gmail came around and nuked AOL for what it was, Yahoo, free mail, okay? And AOL, like this browser / email service, just kind of stopped being a premium thing. You can go right now to AOL.com or whatever it is, and make an AOL email for free, I believe. However, people who were younger at the time, who are now old, some of them, my father included, never stopped paying for this browser / email. And my father is one of those people, and I believe it's around $15 a month. And when you ask dad, what are you paying for? He will say, oh, it's my email. It's all in one spot. I have a bunch of favorites. I don't want to lose my favorites. I've showed my father. I can move the favorites over. Any of them, I can move them over. By the way, what favorites do you have from 20 fucking years ago, Dad? That doesn't even make any sense. Okay. And also, the email. Hey, Dad, you can go to Google Chrome. It's free. If that's not your flavor, Firefox. It's free. If that's not your flavor, I got 5 others, depending on who wants to sponsor me. Okay. You log into AOL, there's all your email, free. You don't have to pay. It's right there. You know what my dad says? Ah, you know. It's one of those things, you can tell my father does not want to engage with the conversation because he's just that old at this point. It's like, hey, Dad, no, every one of your concerns I can address and take care of it for you even. Leave him alone. You're not a good child if your father is burning $15 a month on what is essentially, I'm saying it, basically a scam service for old people. You should say something, okay? That's all I can do. My dad's his own man. I can't be like, Father, I demand this of you. But I will communicate to him, hey, Dad, you're getting technologically fucked. Sorry. It's the truth. You are. You could go use that at the casino with your hot girlfriend, Dad. Tell him if he cancels AOL, he can lower the thermostat by 10 degrees. Bro, isn't that the fucking craziest, like, how crazy is this? My father will not touch the thermostat, has never had central air. He will buy 20 pizzas to freeze them if they're half off because he is so penny pinching with those things. But AOL is non-negotiable. It is non-negotiable. Let me thank these subs because you guys are stupid. Stream goes down, I get more subs than I did the entire fucking movie fest. Y'all are stupid. It's peanut butter. Dude, I probably have gained 6 pounds because I had, this is my problem with my weight. If it's in front of me, I eat it. I think it was the training of like when we were young and we didn't always have good food. So when you did, you licked your plate clean. I put a tub of peanut butter on my desk at one point for a late night snack. And then I left it on my desk. And the problem is this morning I took it and I threw it across the room because I realized I had gone through like a half a tub of peanut butter absentmindedly. Just throughout the days. It's ridiculous. Anyway, thank you, peanut butter, for the 10. Sorry for trauma dumping on you when you gifted 10. You didn't want that. Do you guys have time for a quick story? This is a fluff piece, though. It's a fluff piece on myself tonight. I think I've pissed off enough communities tonight. I kind of want to do a fluff piece on myself real quick. 5 minutes. Hung out with my family last night. Went to family dinner. Okay. And we went to, you ready for this? I didn't get to choose. We went to, drumroll, Chili's. Now, I used to be a Chili's fanatic. Hell, you could probably find clips of me hyping up Chili's. I gotta call a spade here now. I'm officially a Chili's hater. I'm officially a motherfucking Chili's hater, bro. Chili's sucks. I don't know if I've become somebody different, but Chili's, it made me sick. Maybe I'm just not eating enough shit, but it made me not feel good. But that's not the point of the story. My parents, God bless them. You know, do your parents hide how they're doing from you? Because apparently mine do, and it's getting on my nerves, and I have to find things out the hard way. So we're after we eat dinner, we go back to my brother's house. We're just chilling, hanging out. Okay, I'm interacting with a child, and it's weird. And, you know, I don't know how to do it. I talk to them like they're just, like they're midget, or I'm sorry, like they're little people. I talk to them like they're little people, and they don't get it. It's uncomfortable. But anyway, my mom is sitting next to me, and I'm catching up with my mom. And this is the whole point of the story. It's a fluff piece, okay? I'm talking to my mom, and she's like, oh, by the way, Wubby, I got a new phone. I want to show it to you. I'm like, oh my gosh. And she's like, yeah, I got it off Amazon. And I went, that's not usually a place where I get phones, but okay. And I'm also thinking like, oh, maybe, because for Christmas, I got my mom just money, you know, because my mom doesn't make a lot, you know. She'd be living on that disability. She'd be vibing, to be frank, doing some babysitting odd jobs here and there. She's like, yeah, I got a new phone on Amazon. I'm like, oh, let me see it. My mom goes into her pocket, and I shit you not, this woman pulls out an iPhone 8. And the name may not shock you, but let me assure you, this phone is so old looking and so sad. And I was hurt. I was broken when I saw it. I said, Mom, what is this? She's like, oh, it's an iPhone 8. I'm like, I thought you said you got a new phone. She's like, well, yeah, new to me. I'm like, Mom, but what about your old phone? She's like, oh, it's getting too old, so I wanted to upgrade. And she's trying to show me this phone, and like the keyboard is lagging, and she's like trying to figure out, and I'm like, oh my God, Mom, what? And I'm like, why didn't you tell me? She's like, oh, this is all I could afford, so this is what I got. And I'm like, Mom, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you? She's like, oh, I don't want to bother you. And it like broke me a little bit. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I want you to bother me with this. Like, this is the point I'm making. My parents just won't tell me, right? My dad will be having like serious house issues or whatever, and I'll find out a year after when it's resolved. He's like, yeah, I had to pick up like 20 extra shifts so I could fix the water heater. Why? Let me help you. His bed, exactly. He got a new bed, by the way. I got it for him.
bring her on stream. I'd be nervous about my mom on stream, not because she's like crazy or anything, but she might just say something stupid. Like, not like, like just like, oops, there's where you live, mom. We need the button. We need the H2 button. So then this morning, that was last night. This morning, I got up and I took my mom to buy a new phone. And we got her a brand new iPhone. And I just want everyone to know that I'm a great son. We got her, and I said, mom, I told my mom, first off, it took like a year to fucking transfer the data off that old piece of shit phone. It wasn't even working. I told her, mom, you need to promise me as a thank you for this, you need to return this phone to Amazon and get every fucking penny back. And she's like, oh yeah, I don't know if she's actually gonna, because that's just, you know, it's like, if something is two steps and one of the steps involves technology, your parents are just fucking dead. They're not gonna do it. So I have to go to Amazon and request, I'm lost. You lost me. I don't know what's going on. But why did I want to tell you the story? Because I just, seeing my mom pull out an iPhone 8 and like seeing how old it looked, and I'm like, she was so excited that it was new. Chat, it broke my heart. It like, and I'm like mad. I'm like, you're my mother, bro. You deserve everything, you know? What if your mom just scammed you for a new phone? Then real recognizes real, brother. Because I got so hard, and God bless her. She got me so fucking good. She deserves the phone even more. So chat, I'm going to say this now. I'm going to pass it over to you. I'm going to pass the savings along to you. Thank you, chat. You guys have blessed me enough to where I can bless my mother like that. And I'll tell you right now, my mom's tears, they were fueled by weird autistic chatters. So thank you, chat. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. We have fun here. I have fun here. So thank you, guys. You're my mom, bro. Shut the fuck up. Bro got me crying. Nah, listen. I mean, it is. I'll keep you posted on my mom. Things are, hey, there's other stuff, but you know, we're that's where we are. I love my mom. My mom, I would describe my mom as a goober. She's a weird lady, but she means well. She's really sweet, and she's a goofy. She's a goober. Okay? And you know, I don't want to get too into my personal life here, because you guys will take it and run with it. But I'm very happy that I'm successful enough that I know I can take care of my parents. Because, you know, I want to retire my dad. But my dad would not let me. My dad would sooner cut off his own foot or something. He's not retired? Fuck no, he's not retired. My dad loves fucking, he doesn't love working, but like it's something about, I don't know if it's the generation or just the man, but there are just people on this earth who are like, I am a hard worker. I do not complain. I do not care. I do not know what it is. I could offer to retire my dad right now and he would say, absolutely not. Absolutely not. He would say, you know, his exact words would be, save your money. He would say, save your money. Give us all phones. Okay, here's what I'll say. Okay, McScoozle. First off, I did give away a bunch of fucking cool presents on Christmas. Okay, whatever. But so if you would have won one, you would have won one. But here's the real talk, okay? Why do I get my mom a phone and not you? Okay? Because you did not sacrifice your life and go through hell and raise two boys with no fucking money and so many issues and all these family drug use and fucking all this crazy shit. There was jail. There was all kinds of shit. You weren't there. And you know what? You won't be there one day. Because no matter what happens, I could fucking stab one of you in the throat at a meetup and my mom's gonna be there visiting me in jail. So that's why she gets a new fucking iPhone, buddy. Okay? That's why she gets a new fucking iPhone. All right? All right? You're out here making porn of me and doing weird shit. My mom's not doing that. That's why she gets an iPhone. My mother has never called me fat. Not once has my mother called me fat. That's why she's getting an iPhone. Thank you, Luda, for the 20. I appreciate that. You did not have to do that. Stop gifting subs when I tell you a sappy story, okay? Okay, I'm looking at the subreddit right now. And I'm waiting. Chili's. Hey, man, can I be honest with you? That's not a bougie thing. Don't eat at Chili's. You can spend your money in such better. There's worse food that tastes better that's cheaper. This is horrific. I manage a Chili's. How is it? Does it pay well? Be honest with me. Is a managerial position at Chili's bringing in the bucks? How could it? 60K a year? 60K, but you're a manager at Chili's, not worth it. Don't disrespect Chili's, bro. I mean, listen, don't disrespect. Hey, okay, they got sizzling fajitas. They got endless chips. They got cool mugs for soda pops. Don't disrespect Chili's, grind.
You know, can I be honest with you too, real quick? One last thing. Can I be honest with you? When I was at Chili's last night with my family, that shit was fucking bumping on a Thursday night. I was like, who are you people? This place is awful! I disrespect the food, not the workers, dude. Are you kidding me? I'm so nice to those motherfuckers. Chili's goes hard. You know what? It doesn't, though, because it's not even a rich person thing. I would have rather gone to Cane's. Half the price. Chili's kind of go hard. When was the last time you've been to Chili's? When was the last time you've been to Chili's? When was the last time you've been to Chili's? When was the last time you've been to Chili's? They didn't even have Chipotle ancho cheese. When was the last time you've been to Chili's? 2015. Thank you. With you and Austin. Years ago, Ham! Years ago! Will we go to jail for chat? I'll smuggle in pound cake and gamer subs. The only cake I'm trying to pound while I'm in prison is some gay dude ass. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, chat. A couple people wanted to know this on the subreddit, so I told a story that was incomplete and I got an answer. So first off, there was some speculation on this that I was very insulted by. So I told the story about how my boss made me walk a very far distance to get a shopping cart. I was a bagger, and that was it's not a part of your job. They're not supposed to do that. Because I talked to other people about it, they're like, yeah, you should have said no and you shouldn't have done it. But I did it. I had to go. He said, go down the street and follow the street. You'll see a shopping cart eventually. And he's like, can you bring it back? And I'm like, yeah, okay. And so I told you guys I would map quest it. Jesus Christ. I just said map quest. I just dated myself so bad. Anyway, damn. Well, where are we going? I don't know. Print out the map quest. Anyway, that was a boomer moment. I said I would Google Maps it to find the distance that I walked. But there was some speculation on the subreddit that, I'll be honest with you, you guys hurt me. You know that? You guys always find a way, no matter, I could be like, yeah, my mother was brutally murdered in front of me. And the subreddit would still find ways to be like, okay, Batman, where were you at? It was your fault. What was she wearing? Where were you guys? What time? I will give you either the most specific details or the most vague details, and you will find a way, like cockroaches surviving a nuclear blast or like a mouse squeezing into the tiniest space, you will find a way to make it my fault, okay? And I saw the subreddit, someone on the subreddit, I got one guy, someone was like, you know, at my old job, we had a really annoying guy, and he would always be sent on tasks that got him away from the store, the grocery store, all day. So maybe Wubby was just like a really annoying guy. You guys know one side of me, okay? But you don't know you don't know like work Wubby or like office Wubby. And let me explain. And I told you this, but you don't have a memory. You have a selective memory. At my old office job, I developed the nickname, which was very mean. I want you guys to know I was the butt of a joke. They called me school shooter. The reason why is because I was silent. I would not speak to people. Now, let me be clear here. If you talked to me, I would talk. I wasn't, what is it, the Bateman from fucking American Psycho? I am simply not there. No, I wasn't that. But I would show up to work. I would walk into the office at the last fucking minute. I would clock in. I would begin my work. And when it was time to go, the second I was off, I would power walk to my car and get the fuck out of there, right? If you talked to me, I would talk to you. But people will be like, why don't you talk? You don't talk much. I'm like, yeah, because you're not my fucking friend. I'm here for a paycheck. So I developed the nickname school shooter. Jokingly, I didn't find it funny because I didn't talk to these people. Some people got to know me and they would see that I have a personality and I'm funny. But much like when I described going to Ludwig's thing, I don't walk into a room and command conversation. It's the same at work. I don't know you guys. I'm awkward. I'm here to work. I don't care. I have my headphones. I can do whatever. Like, I'm somewhere else. They would go out drinking. Like, the team I was on would go out drinking. I would never go. I'm sorry. I don't have anything in common with you other than the fact that we can commute to the same place and we got hired. Same with my old grocery store job. I was quiet. And my coworkers liked me. Like, I was liked because I did my fucking job. In fact, this may be hard for you guys to believe, but like, while I'm lazy and secretive about it, anyone else in chat really, really good at doing the bare minimum, but your bosses are still pleased with you? They felt sorry for you. Are you implying that I'm like so retarded that I couldn't even do it?
I'm not saying doing the bare minimum and everybody goes, ugh, this guy's barely here. He's going to get fired. No, no, no. I mean faking it so perfectly that everyone thinks that you're amazing at your job. And I apply that to this job as well. Right? So anyway, no, my bosses liked me. Like, genuinely, I left on good terms when I left. And I was, at the very least, you can call me Cap'n on everything else. The very least, I was not talkative. I was a to-myself employee. Because, frankly, I have so much anxiety when talking to people face-to-face. I'm, hi, I'm 18-year-old Wubby. Oh, you're 28-year-old Carrie, and you have three kids. What the fuck am I going to talk to you about? I have, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have nothing. Like, so, no, I was not talkative. Like, Jesus Christ, what do we want from me? Hey, so, Modern Warfare 2, you know, okay, bye. Drugs. I was actually a good being, dude. I didn't drink till I was 21. And even then, I remember my old boss at my office job. She said, I turned 21 when I was working there. And she's like, oh, you're going to take like a day off? Da-da-da. Where are you going tonight? And I'm like, home. I'm going to have pizza with my family. I'm so good at this. I had to quit my job last year because they would not fire me. Dude, that I'm sorry, but being good at life does not mean being the... It's all about being opportunistic, bro. If you can fake your job and get your full pay and that's where you need to be at right now, then you need to do that. That's on God. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. No, it wears on you. Well, I mean, listen, there's times to put your whole heart into something and there are times to fake it. Straight up. Ladies, huh? You know, maybe he needs this. Maybe you need to, you know, curl your toes and shake your legs because he needs this tonight. Why are you saying stop? Anyway, this story has gone criminally off the rails. Allow me to bring us back in and then we'll watch 90 Day, okay? Calm down. No, I was not sent out there because I was the annoying one. I was sent out there because my boss trusted me. And I'll be honest, he probably knew he could take advantage of me and knew I wouldn't say anything because I really was the guy who go, okay, yep, whatever. Just because I would rather be doing something alone than in a group. I'd rather be on a walk to go find a mystery cart silently by myself than with anybody else. So for those wondering, and you can tell me if you think that I was dramatic or not. I had to walk. I mapped it out. I literally put the little guy in Google Maps and followed the map to where I remember the cart being. And then I zoomed out. I got the address and plugged it in. The distance to the cart, and then I had to walk it back. It was 1.3 miles there and 1.3 miles back. So obviously that is very close to the 2.7 memes. But it was 1.3 miles there, 1.3 miles back. So 2.6 miles. That's nothing. Well, hold on. Nothing in terms of what? I remember being gone for a significant amount of time, and I was just like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? My job is to collect carts from the parking lot. Why am I doing this? It was a nice walk. It wasn't though, dude. God, it wasn't, bro. I'm in my shitty dress pants you have to wear. I had a polo shirt, shitty little polo shirt, and my shoes that are falling apart. And the whole time I'm going, why do I deserve this? Why did I deserve this? Shouldn't have done it. So inappropriate on your managed part. Can anyone say liability on our part, store's part, so bad? Thank you, man. You validated me. Thank you. I have a story. I don't know if I've ever told this story. At my work, I always got asked at my office job to train the new employees. They always wanted me to train them. Apparently, I did a good job, right? I would train them, and they would take the fucking promotion I was going for. Anyway, and one time, there was this girl I was training. And when at my old job, training someone meant like, you are going to be with them for the next 3 fucking months. You are going to be sitting at their desk. And I liked it. I liked it a lot because it kind of broke the awkwardness where I could... There's nothing awkward when you can always point to something they should be doing, right? And then I didn't have to do work. I just got to shadow them and smell her often. Anyway, at one point, thinking back on this, I don't know if this was flirtatious because I'm autistic, but I definitely made it not flirtatious. Anyway, I'm going to shorten the story real quick because I don't want to get too into details here, but I sniffed her. No. At one point, I don't know how long into coaching her or whatever, but she was like, hey, let's go to lunch for lunch. Like, let's take our lunch breaks at the same time. We'll go get lunch. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm thinking back on this now. It seems so like childish what I did,
But there were like all kinds of, there's a really nice cafeteria. There were places we can go sit, whatever it was. And the thing too is like, we had time. The thing is at this job, we were not, there was no punch card. And when you were done with your work for the day, you could just sit around and fart around and do whatever the fuck you wanted. And so I took her through a Jack in the Box drive-thru. And we ate in the car in the Jack in my GTI. We ate.
She had a fucking baby bird brain, man. How could you do that?
I'm sorry. Yes, I did. Well, the thing is, dude, I hate how real this is. What am I, dude? Really though, like, okay. Was there butter in the trunk? Very likely there was. Did you fuck her? Did you woo her? There was zero fucking, and I think any chance of wooing went out the window at this point. You should reach out and apologize. What do I even? Hey, remember when you asked me to go to lunch at work? And this guy just said GTIs are great cars. Thank you, my man. I loved my little GTI. Did you buy her a Jumbo Jack? I did not buy her anything. I did not. There was no money exchanged there. I guess like okay. I guess technically I did, but I don't, there's the, oh God, I don't remember asking. I think it was like a taco situation. Oh my God, this, maybe I should apologize. You know what sucks about this? She was really nice, and thinking back on it, like, maybe it was going fine and we were, you know, hitting it off, but now that I think back on it, like, I definitely gave off, like, don't fucking talk to me, guys. Did you do two separate transactions to drive? No, I got tacos. I got tacos because they were 99 cents. Not just one taco for each of us. I got tacos, like enough to where there'd be leftover tacos. It is what it is, man. I do miss some of the dynamics of working in an office. There is some like, here's the thing, right? This is going to sound, you're going to know this is true, but I'm not like clueless. I know how this comes off. So don't worry. Working in an office is fun. Working a job like that is fun when you don't need to for a living. Because I hated that I was a slave to it, but the fun parts of it were fun. Do you know what I mean? Like there was office drama and like just, it's like these fucking idiots, myself included in that, just care about the dumbest shit going on and like all this politics and weird shit and funny shit and just all kinds of garbage. And I loved that, but I hated that I'm like, it's 7 a.m. I have to travel an hour. It's only 20 minutes. But it's an hour because there's so many more of these fucking idiots like me. I had to Uber. If you had to Uber for work, I would simply choose to be homeless. Anyway, that's 1.3 miles there and back. Apparently, people don't think that was that bad. I think that's too far to grab a cart. I think it's absurd. And let's just say this. I told my daddy, and my daddy said you shouldn't have done that when I was a kid. My daddy said you shouldn't have done that, little wubby. How do they know it was there? I don't know, but the person who told me was the store director, like the top dude of the store. So maybe someone called it in. I don't know. Were you bigger at the time? Genuine question. No, I had less viewership then. That's what you were asking, right? To answer for real, at the time of working in the office. So there's levels to this weight thing. There's numbers to it. I'm closer now to my weight at the office than I am my weight at my peak. Does that make sense? I'm closer to my weight when I was at the office than my weight at my peak. Does that make sense to you? Like I was skinnier then just through sheer being broke, like straight up. Like you don't get to be obese when you're broke. You just don't. Sorry, fat homeless people in my chat. I was
at
so broke.
My bagger job when I was a teen, we would intentionally break cases of beer, then take them to a cooler out by the dumpster and get them after closing.
No, see, I cannot relate with you. I was not that. I was such a good kid. This guy named Joseph, who I trained at my old grocery job, he was so fun. I've told you so many stories about him. He was such a piece of shit. He would strap vodka bottles to his leg with his belt, and he'd be like, walk with me to my car. And it was just fucking, I was like, what is that? Oh, this is crazy. What's happening? You know what happened to him? Dude is in the, I think he joined the Coast Guard or something. Something like, that's terrible. Oh, dude, it was like,
eyes wide open for me. I was blown away by what some of these people I trained would do. But they always liked me. I wasn't no rat. And I was just, I would hang out with them because I'm like, well, this is entertaining. Dude, oh my God. I'm not lying to you. I don't vape. But if I'm like going on a trip or there's like a party or something, I'll grab a vape for the party. And then when I'm done, throw it out, right? If I'm going to be getting drunk, I'm going to be vaping. I can't help it. I'm sorry. It's an addiction, right? Otherwise, I don't vape at all. Like literally at all. So I was throwing a Christmas party and I was picking up vapes and a lot of friends were coming from out of town and a lot of them vape. A lot of them can't afford vapes or didn't want to waste their money on it. So I went and bought a bunch of vapes for all the homies because I'm a homie, right? Spreading cancer. So I go to the vape shop, which I don't normally go to. And the dude at the counter, I wanted to get a photo with him, but I didn't know how to do it casually. And I don't believe in just taking photos of people, right? And getting caught. The dude at the counter was like 5'2". He had like punk vest, punk, you know, patches, flat brim, punk little hat on. And the thickest and most prominent Hitler stash. He looked like Gigi Allen's brother. I could not believe my fucking eyes. And he was a nice guy. He was giving me vape. I didn't know what I was getting. He was giving me vape recommendations and all this jazz. Booty. Yes, Booty knows him. Booty knows who I'm talking about. Well, obviously Booty would because Booty vapes. Anyway, dude had like the cleanest, thickest, like a well-kept man. Looks like he takes care of the way he looks. He's punk looking guy. Big ass fucking Hitler stash. And you walk in, I wear my heart on my face, right? Or my emotion, and I just went, oh, like, oh shit. Okay. Yeah, dude, take it back. You know what? Adolf doesn't have any sort of power over our facial hair. I have a story about him too. Okay, we gotta hear the story, Booty. We gotta hear the story then. You know what, Booty? You're there a lot more than I am. I'll just tell you on the call. Hold on. Do you want to start it from the, is it worth telling, Booty? Is it worth it?
I think it's kind of funny just because that guy, I also have a photo. I was trying to find the photo. You have a photo of him? In your room. So not of him, but so one day when I was stopping by there, my usual go-to and someone's like, how's your day? And I'm just like, I sit on my computer all day. I don't want to say that. So I'm getting off work, just running errands before going home.
You say that?
Yes, all the time. Because I'm just like running errands before I'm going home. So they always think of like, you know, I'm doing something. I'm schmoving, baby.
Right, right. And, yeah, I'm important. I'm out and about. Yeah.
Right. So I remember that day I needed like a battery for like an oil pen or something. And I said like, oh, okay. Do you guys sell like this specific thread? And he went, oh, like we got this one. I said, oh, no, that's OK. Never mind. And he went, where do you buy your weed from? And at this point, like I'm kind of new to California, but it was still like I don't know why. I was just like, I have a friend. And then I don't know why I said that because I don't. And so I said, but usually I just go to the dispensary because that's the real truth. And so this guy went, no. I got you, man. I got you. Let me get you a business card, man. I got much better prices than the dispensaries. And then so he's like shuffling around. I'm just trying to leave. And then he's like, you know what, man? I don't got any business cards on me. I got one in my car. Do you want to go out to my car real quick and you could take a photo of it? And me, I'm just like, yeah, sure. That sounds really cool, man.
You said then, yes?
Yes. So then
I'm surprised you made it home.
I know. So then instead of continuing the transaction, I have walk out to this man's car and it's missing a window. There's like a bag in it. He's like running through his whole car to try and find when he gets one. And so then I take a photo of it and I say, wow, cool. Thanks, man. He's like, yeah, just give me a call. I like have a farm. It's all, I make anything, man. Anything you need, I could get. And I went, okay.
Did you call him?
No. So we silently walked back into the store so I could buy my vape and go home. But I have the photo of him in his car showing me his business card.
Can you send me that? I won't show it necessarily. Yeah, I just want to see it at least.
I'll
for
send
me.
It to you right now.
Did he have the Hitler stash when you met him?
Yes, every time. He's always had it for
dude,
like
that
over
means
a year.
He's had it forever, dude.
Yes.
That's dedication. Okay, yeah, I can't show. This has got all his info on it.
I know, but maybe we can find a photo on like the Instagram or something, you know?
Get to work, Booty. We believe in all you.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, bye. Thank you for sharing. Bye. Man, that's too fucking funny. And it can I be honest that everything he said makes perfect sense. Also, almost lost Booty. That's scary.
If you said, I have a business card, oh wait, it's in my car, come on, let's go take a photo of it. I am, with the little energy I have saved up, I am sprinting to my vehicle. I'm not saying the guy's mean or anything, but he was a really nice guy when I met him, just Taylor stash. Also, selling weed like that in California, I'm not saying that's like a bad thing, but weed here is disgustingly available. You do not, ain't nobody, check DMs, why? Oh God, there it is. Okay, okay. He has since changed. I don't know if this photo is old or if this is new. But either way, this photo that we found of him, that booty just pulled up, you get a good idea of it at least. This isn't him in his truest form. And I can understand and respect that he may not want to post photos of himself online with, it's not Dewey Boys. This is real as it gets, man. See, when I met him in December, that flavor saver was gone and all of that hair went up to the upper lip. Either this is current and he's changed, maybe he's gotten too much hate, or this is the past and he is fully into it. I'm gonna visit him actually. I might stop by tomorrow. Is that Pauly Shore? This was 9 months ago? Okay, dude, now I'm telling you, he's gotten radicalized since then, bro. This is 9 months ago. He's been radicalized. He committed to an IRL stream. Not, see, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with this guy. He's done nothing wrong to me. I don't want to blow up his whole spot for having, you know, a Jew tunnel on his nose. I don't want to come for him. Anyway, nice guy. Sold me a bunch of vapes. He has bad taste though. He recommended like purple ice. It wasn't good. I don't know. I have a second photo. Booty, this is unreal, dude. Okay, I can tell this is an old photo, but you really can see that like he's been cooking this for years, bro. I'm telling you, man. I'm not making this shit up, dude. This one's got to be even older, but woo, laddie. That's good. Who sells their own weed in California? Bro, I can get it delivered. He's bringing it back. You know? No, he's not. He's not. But, like, I don't hate it. People whose weed is too shitty to sell to a dispensary. Real. Real. It's a thing. Local growers do be hustling. I mean, fair. Like, I could understand. Okay, let me say this. If you came to me and I trusted you and you're like, yeah, I got local weed. It's great. Let me show you. Yeah, yeah. That's fair. If this guy came up to me, you know what I mean? Hey, I got a business card in my car. Ignore the broken windshield. That was from some turf issues, there's the gang war going on. But don't worry about it. We got it all figured out now. I know not to sell over there. They know not to sell over here. Here, take a photo. I only got one business card though. So take a photo of it. Like, you see what I'm saying? I'm sure you could do locally grown the right way. You know, but I do not see how this is safe. All right, thank you. Hey, good work, booty. Hey, good work.
Why is everyone exclamation point unfollowing, guys?
Freebird always reminds me of two things. My first time hearing it, and the second thing it reminds me of, let me tell you the story. There was a kid, I'm gonna hide his identity. His name was Donovan. We'll call him Donovan. And he was like, I think I've told similar stories to this before, but this, I don't know if I've ever told this full story. Name's Donovan, okay? And I used to have stats class with him in high school. And Donovan was stupid. He was like a dumb jock baseball guy. Literally picture like dude, like guy who is a baseball pitcher who's confident he's gonna make it. That was Donovan. Just kind of dumb, super like baseball. I'm gonna get a scholarship, but I'm playing the MLB. That's him, okay? Donovan. Him and I, he was a dick. He was like kind of a douche to everyone. He was the cool kid. But him and I became like homies because of in stats class. I did not give a fuck. I was a for the people kind of guy. And I let him cheat off of my work every chance we got. On tests, I would even like lean over here and twist my page so he could see. I didn't care at all. I would help him out because I, every chance I got, would use other people's homework. It didn't matter, right? Who cares? You're a simp? No, I love, dude. Anytime someone let me copy their homework or anything, easy. So anyway, right? Who gatekeeps that shit? You're cringe if you're in high school right now and you're gatekeeping answers. Cringe, just saying. Who cares? Life cares. You're right, dude. I shouldn't have. You're so right. Me in college bio, you know, the thing I'm forced to take that I don't want by general ed, me literally stealing the answers from the person next to me, totally. Oh, no. Now I don't know how condensation works. Shut the fuck up, dude. I don't care about symbiotes. Leave that for the nerds. Anyway, the point I'm making is I helped him with stats. We became homies. Not like friends outside of school or anything, but he was super nice to me. We got along great. Anyway, one day to class, just to fit his super cringiness, he brought an electric guitar, obviously not powered, not plugged in. And during class, I remember him playing or attempting to play the first like 10 seconds of the Freebird solo. I could just hear it quietly as he sat next to me. And whatever, that's why I tie Lynyrd Skynyrd to this guy. But the worst part about this update is his whole, like, if he was written in a movie, I would be like, he's poorly written because he was so one tone. He was so one track. I'm going to play in the MLB. None of this matters. I don't need to pay attention. MLB, MLB. Anyway, as of, like, I think I checked in on like maybe a year ago on Facebook. Bro, it's actually like heartbreaking. Dude sells cars now. I'm not going to say what dealership, but it's not luxury. It's a very, what's the word? Not reasonable. It's a good A to B car. People saying Kia, right in that ballpark. Oh, I'm so sorry, Donovan. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with selling cars, by the way. Wubby, in fact, I'm sure you can make a lot of money.
Down syndrome aunt here. I always look forward to Easter when I smoke those retards at the egg hunt.
All right. I own a Kia Fat Man. They're decent. Bro, you are projecting so hard because nowhere in this conversation were we bad-mouthing Kia. You're hurt by nothing.
So he cheated off of you and now sells car. Huh, weird.
Okay, that's not... He passed stats, bro. I think it's because his skills in the ball weren't good enough. When you guys get too serious about something, would it help if I turned off the green screen filter? Because then it's kind of, like, you know they say when you're in an argument with your partner, they say to look at yourself in a mirror. Put up a mirror so you can see what you look like because it'll kind of check you and bring you back to reality. If you guys ever start getting too heated in chat about something that you think I have a political opinion on, I'm just going to do this. And then you at your desk are going to be frantically typing your super nuanced political opinion to me. I have an armpit pussy, bro. This post on the subreddit is really the meat and potatoes of what I want to talk about right now. And it's I think, frankly, and I'll say this with my whole chest, I think this is more important than any sort of conflict going on in the world right now. Y'all need to stop sharing your dreams with the subreddit. And I don't mean your hopes. I don't mean your aspirations. I mean when you have, like, an autism fever dream, you don't need to race to the subreddit to type it out for everyone to hear. But we have a new one for the history books, boys. Here we go. This is from Official Splasmatic. I expect nothing less. I had a dream last night. I was watching Wubby and Alex on stream, and Wubby got super pissed at chat. So far, I see where this comes from. He stopped what they were doing. He lowered his green screen. He stood up and shouted at chat. All this is fair. He ripped off his green screen suit, revealing that underneath he only had a t-shirt on, but no pants and no underwear. He started shouting, "I have a pussy!" over and over again as he pointed at, and this is where it's like, what's wrong with you? He pointed at a trimmed mound of ginger pubes. Why are people saying true? Wubby then angled his hips, threw a leg up on his desk to reveal a pail. This is the wrong pail. You wrote pail like a bucket. Bro, you are retarded. A pale, slightly freckled vagina. He was still shouting, "I have a pussy." Alex was laughing, as she would, if I pulled a stunt like this. The top comment is like, "Hey man, sometimes you gotta take that thought and like keep it as a thought." God damn, dude. It's like once a month, once a month, you fucking idiots. Well, just share, and it worries me. Like, how old are you?
Do you picture yourself having a simp, or is it an exploded roast beef sandwich situation down there?
I gotta be honest, if I don't have a cute pussy in your fantasy, I'm killing myself. I think I've painted myself in a way that if I were to have a pussy...
If you one day woke up and had a pussy, tell me this isn't how you would react.
I would probably... Okay, don't rationalize this. I wouldn't... If I woke up with a pussy one day, I wouldn't leave bed. I'd be just... I'd be blasting any object that can fit. I'd be... I mean, you think I'd be on stream if I woke up one day and saw I had a pussy? Are you kidding me? Half the house's phallic-shaped objects would smell like... Never mind, I'm not going to be vulgar. We're way past that. Oh, yes. Yes, the Wubby political stream. You've heard all of my political takes like, this kid's dick shoulders aren't racist. Oh! Shut up! All right, let's first start with this. You guys thought I was playing tonight, but one of you autists is about to get cooked like a cook. Like he's about to get cooked. That's all. He's about to get cooked. I am hanging out with my brother last night. God bless him. And Booty Swaggart walks in and goes, "Wubby, I need to show you something. Let me show you this thing." So he sends me this clip, and some of you. I know I cultivate a community of idiots, and then I get mad when the community is idiots. I acknowledge that. But sometimes you guys are idiots in the wrong way. So this person decided to go on a world tour of trying to get anyone's attention in the Wubby crew, which I want you to know is the fastest way to just get, first, like, absolutely blacked out, banned, everything. And then it's the fastest way for us to make fun of you privately. So this person I later found tagged us all on Twitter, tagged us all on TikTok, and then tagged us all and tried to get our attention through the subreddit. All right. With this video, I'm going to let him tell his story in his words. Here we go. And, it's funny. Well, I'll let him do the talking actually.
Hey, this is a video I don't know if it'll reach him, but, so I've been an avid watcher of Pay Money Wubby.
Okay.
I can't listen to this while I do this.
I feel the same.
I said something in his friend's chat.
I'm immediately annoyed. I don't know why people don't seem to get this. Booty does work for me. He does work. And I pay him for the work he does. But Booty is also an adult man who I have no, I don't have any care. I don't have any say. I don't pay any attention to who Booty bans for his content, for who Booty, I have no, I'll tune into Booty stream if I'm free and I'll watch like you do. Otherwise, Booty's his own man. Right at the gate, I don't like that he's referring to, yeah, so I watch one of Wubby's friends. Why am I involved in this then? Why are you even talking to me, bro? Let's continue. Let's see what this is about.
In his friend's chat, Booty Swagger.
Okay, interesting.
Watch
don't
him
care.
Whenever Wubby's not live.
I gotta be real. This is such a weird backhanded compliment, too. Big fan of Wubby. And when he's busy, I'll check out Booty. Nobody wants to hear this. This doesn't make me feel good. This doesn't make Booty feel anything. Let's continue.
And all I said was, if you shave the beard or clean it up, you'll look 100 times more handsome. And he went off on me. He went off on me and banned me from chat for life. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, that sucks. Who asked? Like, I gotta be real. I have banned people for so much less.
And so what I did was, look, right here, look. There's Peanut.
There's Peanut
Carlos
stream.
Banned me. Carlos banned
Bro, I gotta really call you out. You are so fucking stupid for getting banned in Booty stream and bouncing to Peanut stream to try to make some sort of scene out of it.
I go to Peanut's chat. I'm like, hey, man. I think Booty took my message the wrong way. I don't know who else to reach out to. Can you help me out? I would like to apologize. And then Carlos goes, I got you, man. Bans me for life in Peanut's.
I was in chat for this. Booty was at the end of his subathon and obviously not in the mood to be critiqued. Dude cannot read.
I'm sorry, but like, I'll be honest with you. What Carlos did objectively isn't fair. He did not do the fair thing. And objectively, he doesn't have to. And it was funny. And I gotta be real, man. Nobody cares. Like, here's the problem, right? Here's the way I work with my mods on most stuff. I don't have them come to me for most stuff because if it matters enough for you to do something, it's probably a good idea in the first place. When Peanut is streaming to 200, 300, 400 viewers, whatever it may be, if one guy comes in and goes, Booty just banned me, help me fix it, it's so much smarter and safer to go, yeah, I'll ban you too. It doesn't matter. It's one viewer. Who fucking cares? And Booty probably banned you for some reason. No, whatever. His message in Peanut's chat was all caps. Booty banned me, bro. I need help. Let me talk. Bro, this is why I fucking hate you, viewer idiots. I'm sorry, but I gotta call you out here. You just don't tell the truth. Why did you go and say, all I did was, bro, look at this message. All caps. Booty banned me. I need help. Let me talk to him. I think he took my message the wrong way. Sorry if this isn't the right spot. I just don't know how else to reach out and apologize. Bro. Carlos, that is the funniest response. And can I be real? That's so you. He could have told me, I'm not going to say which mod did it. And I'd be like, that was Carlos.
Peanuts chat.
So he's banning Peanuts now. World tour,
what
buddy.
What the fuck is going on?
What the fuck? Dude, you're overthinking it.
Be giving grooming advice with hair like that.
Okay, chat, we're not here to bully his appearance at all. We're not here to bully his appearance. I think that the problem here is he's also like, you got to understand, it ain't that serious. Like, I don't know how else to word it other than it ain't that serious, dude. Like, yeah, they were, I think Carlos was fucking with you because it was funny. I think, I don't know the situation with Booty. Maybe you pissed off Booty. I don't know, but at the end of the day, it ain't that serious, right? It ain't that big of a deal. Not going to tell you to ban evade, but like, you know?
We already know Pay Money Wubby won't see my mess.
Now, see, I've been waiting for that part because that is actually the most iconic part about showing this on stream and making it an entire segment. I'm just going to call it out here. If you would have already just made a new account and been in my chat, there's a pretty good chance Oiskayo would have gifted you a sub by now. Just saying. I'm offended I wasn't also included. Can you go talk in Alex's chat? We want to make sure we get you there too. The boring answer is it's safer to ban and look into it later. That's what I always say. It is for...
Sticking in my butt.
Okay. The problem is if Booty bans somebody, if it wasn't a good ban, it's going to get back to me. And it's not like we're banning you and it eliminates your ability to make money. It's not like we're banning you and it affects your career. It's just like, do I want this random one person? What if you were spamming the N-word? I don't know. I'm live. I don't have time to look into it right now. Booty banned you? Yeah, I'll fucking ban you too. I don't care. Worst case scenario, a nice viewer, one, will get unbanned in the future. That's it. Also, it's funny. He streams and uses your sound alerts. Look at his videos. Hold on. It's not working now. Hold on, though. Hold on, boys. The rabbit hole. I want to be clear, too, to this kid. I have to restart this video, I think. To this kid, I don't, like, hate you, and I don't think that you're, like, a piece of shit or anything. I'm poking fun at you. If someone in my chat tries to dox you or do something fucked up, you let me know.
This is a video.
We will ban them. Because that's not what we're doing here, and I want us to be measured here. You're goofy. You're goofy, and we are laughing at you. But there's nothing. He has fan edits of you on TikTok. Man, this guy's a fucking goofball.
What the fuck is going on?
What's going on, man?
We already know Pay Money Wubby won't see my messages. What the fuck is going on? I was trying to apologize to Booty, but I guess. Anyways, I didn't think this would... If any of you... Get me in a call with Booty.
What is bro thinking? Also, you know, I'm going to defend Booty a little bit here. Even if Booty wasn't offended, I used to just be a normal viewer. No Twitch to my name, just would be in people's chat, right? I don't think I would ever go in and be like, hey, man, you'd look better if you did this. That's like kind of a, like, I wouldn't ban you for that. That's the culture I've developed here. But like, I also wouldn't tell someone that. It's just, hey, man, I'm going to teach you a little lesson here. That's a little bit autistic. It really is. It's a little not reading the room. It's just kind of a weird thing to say. Now, the culture of my stream is different than the culture of Alex the stream or Booty stream, whatever. But like, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I want to be part of these guys' community. Like, I can't even click in on Booty Swagga's stream anymore.
Oh, buddy, come on. How can we redeem this guy? How could we redeem this guy?
I'm only banned in chat from Carlos and Peanuts thing. He's playing Dragon Dogmas 2.
Is this guy high or on something? He's just... Like, bro, you're giving us too much.
Peace and love. I'm trying to throw in some little...
This is where it goes. This is where it gets, like, relatively sad, by the way. He just starts throwing out references, I think, to appeal to the crowd. This is where it gets a little sad, Chad. I'm just going to...
Little wubby shit. Inshallah. 2.7K. What else can I say that I'm a part of the fucking community?
Okay, but okay. So the look at this freeze frame. My guy, yeah, we believe you. You're a part of my community. I believe you. Why are you going to Booty stream and giving him facial hair advice? And then, okay, you got memed on. You got banned, buddy. Booty's a very reasonable person, and I would bet money if you would have privately said an appeal or reached out to him and been like, I'm sorry, bro. My fault. He would unban you. That's his right! I hope this man doesn't off himself. He won't off himself. He's a good guy. What do we say, chat? What... Should we? I don't think I wouldn't ban him in my chat. If he is banned, we can unban him. I won't ban him in my chat. I'm not pressed about anything. I just thought the whole situation was really funny. Here's his ban appeal. I followed Wubby for so long. He helped me getting through the pandemic. I deeply apologize. This community is the only community I follow on the site. Please unban. Also, I'm very sorry for what I said to Booty. Oh, come. I feel bad for this kid, dude. Listen. This dude made a fatal error. That's what Ham said. I do feel bad for this kid because, like, ultimately, the punishment is not fitting the crime. He's just gooey. Okay. His biggest crime is that he's dumb, right? Like, he's being dumb. Oh, he deleted his Twitter? No, guys, stop. Leave this kid alone. See, that I don't want this kid to feel like... You know what I mean? He's goofy. That's it. He's dumb. You can't... Like, you know? Fucked up. He was a fan. Hey, my brother, I'm going to ban you because you're fucking retarded. You want to see fucked up fan? I'm going to ban you. Okay? You know why? What have I done to this guy? What have I done to him? What have I done to him? In fact, I've been openly saying, stop. Be cool. Okay. Well, you showed the video. His goal was to get my attention. I have half a mind to ban you, Needlepoint. You're a 3-year sub. Why are you saying fucked up? He was a fan. What the fuck did I do to him? That's the thing, right? Like, hey, chat. I don't. Hero. I think by acknowledging that I have to say, you guys aren't my friends. That acknowledges that I think I have to. Let me reword that. By saying that, that makes me feel like I have to say it, and I don't have to say it. You are adults. You are adults. I make content, despite my meme banner, my content is targeted at people in their 20s. And as I grow older, it will probably be targeted to people older than their 20s. Okay? I'm not your friend. All right? Peanut's not your friend. I like entertaining you. I really do. I love entertaining you. I like getting the chance to meet you guys at meetups and shit. I like that. It brings me joy. It really does. It makes it real, and it makes me very happy. I like to see progress of you guys on the subreddit, weight loss progress, different life goals you've achieved. Some guy bought his dream car on the subreddit. That makes me happy. However, you need to surround yourself with people in your life who, when you're in the hospital, will come visit you. I'm not visiting you in the hospital. I'm not. I'm sorry, but I'm not. And if you're gay, I won't be near you. I saw someone in chat say that. I want to make sure I correct the record there. Actually, I'll say it like this, chat. We're not friends. We're not lovers, but you, and you know who I'm talking about. Ignore everything I just said. It's just us in this. All right, leave this kid alone. That kind of got out of hand, and genuinely, I just thought it was funny. I don't think this kid's life should be affected by this at all. For the same reason why this is stupid and funny.
He's talking to me, chat. This is about...
For the same reason it's stupid and funny and easy to ban him, it's also... Measure yourself, chat. It's stupid and funny. I don't care if this dude is the biggest racist on his Twitter.
I'm not deep diving this guy. It's not my business. I don't care. I just thought it was funny, and he was a little bit annoying, and he was a little bit stupid, and that's it. I don't care. I want to be fair to him. So if this kid's watching right now, bro, keep that chin up. You know, maybe clean up your hair a little.